American Legion National Commander James W. Bill Oxford joins us now. And this, of course, is the nation's largest veterans organization. We've spoken to them before. And we're looking ahead to see about the coronavirus recovery efforts and other subjects. How are you today?
Doing fine, Ron. I hope you are. And once again, I want to say thank you for the invitation, the opportunity to represent the American Legion.
It's a pleasure. So tell me how the American Legion has responded to the COVID pandemic.
Well, Ron, that's a tough one. But if we think about the American Legion was founded in 1919 during the Spanish flu pandemic. And it's we're 100 over 100 years old. And as we move into the COVID-19 pandemic, and it's still a national issue and will continue to be for a while. But we have continued to stay on the job. America's veterans, even though many posts across the country have faced closing, they're facing financial situations. Veterans are facing the same restrictions as everybody else with the social distancing and the isolationism and the holidays upcoming. But as we look and continue to operate, I'm still doing a lot of great things nationwide.
The great thing about it is the network that you create where even in these days of pandemic, there is still that connection lives on, possibly stronger than ever.
Well, you're absolutely correct, Ron. The veteran-to-veteran connection, the interaction, the brotherhood developed through service to our country is one of the strong things that we continue to support, endorse, and take advantage of.
It's the most important thing, I think. I mean, the benefits and all are important, certainly for survival and comfort. But at the same time, that connection that the veteran has is priceless because they are so used to being part of a team. That was what they learned, what they survived on, and they need to continue to feel that way.
But Ron, you're absolutely correct. If we go back to the World Wars, there was a term called battle buddies, and the battle buddy concept was worried about the guy next to you, taking care of him, and he would be also taking care of you. So as we consider battle buddies, we've developed a program called Buddy Checks, and the Buddy Check program is a way for veterans to maintain contact with their fellow veterans, and the Buddy Check program continues to develop and evolve, and we're just trying to make sure our buddies are okay. And as we do the buddy checks, we're learning a lot of things about the veterans' needs and the things that they are facing specifically because of the pandemic.
Right, and I know that organizations have to constantly advocate for legislation in order to make things better, and I know that that's an active part of what you do as well.
Well, it is, Ron. Our American Legion Buddy Check program, we've been working with both houses of Congress to develop a buddy check bill that would encourage the VA to establish a national week of calling. This is just a process for the VA to provide education, training, and the materials that might be required to veterans organization to help develop this buddy check program. And we have had success with the Senate. That Senate bill is S4657, and the House resolution is 2898. But our buddy check bill has received national attention, and we hope that it will be able to get this through Congress and develop that buddy check week at the VA.
Able to get it through, that'll be the only thing that they were able to get through. But that's an important one, I'll tell you. Do you believe that enough veterans take advantage of the organization? Are they all very well hooked up, or are some of them still not taking advantage?
Well, Ron, it's funny that there are many veterans, and I'll just use veteran suicides as an example here. We still have 20 or so veterans a day committing suicide, and 20 is a travesty, one is a travesty, but of the 20 veterans a day committing suicide, approximately two-thirds of that number is not associated with the VA medical centers. So if we could get the word out, the VA medical system has great mental health abilities, and if we could get every veteran signed up and enrolled in the VA, then I think we'd be better because of it. And that's one of the things we continue to stress and try to bring to every Legionnaire's attention. We need to sell the VA. It's the best medical system we have for America's veterans. So getting every veteran enrolled would be a priority.
Yes, it would also be a statement of power. It would also be a statement of how many veterans there are, how many it is important to, and you could not deny at that point if every veteran became a member. It'd be a huge voice, and that's what we need these days, the huge voices to make things right. I know that there are so many different causes that you represent, and we don't have time to go into all of them. So how would one hook up with more information?
Well, Ron, the best way to do that would be to start at your local American Legion post. Many of them are still closed, but there's a phone number. Check with your local commander, but that local post is a place to start. But every department, every state has a website, and that's available, and we'll give you information about how to get enrolled or become a member of the American Legion. And if that fails, you can find us on the World Wide Web at legion.org. And all three of those levels of organization will provide the help and assistance and information you need if you're interested in becoming a Legionnaire.
Well, we thank you for doing the job that you do and the many people that work with you who perform a similar task. Congratulations and keep up the good work. We all do appreciate it.
Well, Ron, thanks very much for the opportunity, and it's a pleasure and an honor to represent the American Legion.
Thank you, sir.